January 5, 1904. The Distribution of Literature. Ellen G. White. From Advance Sheet of Testimonies, Volume 8. Let every Seventh-day Adventist ask himself, what can I do to proclaim the third angel's message? Christ came to this world to give this message to his servant to give to the churches. It is to be proclaimed to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. How are we to give it? The distribution of our literature is one means by which the message is to be proclaimed. Let every believer scatter broadcast tracts and leaflets and books containing the message for this time. Coal porters are needed, who will go forth to circulate our publications everywhere. In the miracle of feeding the multitude with a few loaves and fishes, the food was increased as it passed from Christ to those who received it. Thus it will be in the distribution of our literature. God's truth, as it is passed out, will multiply greatly. And as the disciples, by Christ's direction, gathered up the fragments that nothing might be lost, so we should treasure every fragment of literature containing the truth for this time. None can estimate the influence that even a torn page containing the truths of the third angel's message may have upon the heart of some seeker after truth. There are many places in which the voice of the minister cannot be heard, places which can be reached only by publications, the books, papers, and tracts that are filled with the Bible truth that the people need. Our literature is to be distributed everywhere. The truth is to be sown beside all waters, for we know not which shall prosper, this or that. In our erring judgment, we may think it unwise to give literature to the very ones who would accept the truth most readily. We know not what may be the good results of giving away a leaflet containing present truth. Many are sad and discouraged, weak in faith and trust. Let them do something to help someone more needy than themselves, and they will grow strong in the strength of God. Let them engage in the good work of selling our books. Thus they will help others, and the experience gained will give them the assurance that they are God's helping hand. As they plead with the Lord to help them, He will guide them to those who are seeking for the light. Christ will be close beside them, teaching them what to say and do. By comforting others, they themselves will be comforted. Importance of the canvassing work. I have been instructed that the canvassing work is to be revived and that it is to be carried forward with increasing success. Let us be thankful to our Heavenly Father for the interest that our brethren and sisters have taken in the sale of Christ's object lessons. By the sale of this book, great good has been accomplished, and this work should be continued. The effort to circulate object lessons has demonstrated what can be done in the canvassing field. This effort is a never-to-be-forgotten lesson of how to canvass in the prayerful, trustful way that brings success. Our larger books could be sold if our canvassers would take up this work earnestly, filled with the realization that these books contain precious instruction that God has entrusted to us that we may give it to the world. My brethren and sisters, will you not make an effort to circulate these books, and will you not bring into this effort the enthusiasm that you brought into the effort to sell object lessons? In selling object lessons, many have learned how to handle the larger books. They have gained an experience that has prepared them to enter the canvassing field. Mrs. E. G. White.